Ford, Brother. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, September 24, 1907. Dear Brother Ford, I received your letter stating that there has been a revival in the Nashville office, and that the blessing of the Lord came upon those who were seeking Him. I was much pleased with that letter. I hoped that the Lord had wrought for you in so thorough a manner that His converting power would be manifest in your life, and that you would carry forward the reformations that are essential. But the revelations that I have recently received show that your course of action needs yet to be reformed. In your treatment of some of your brethren, you have manifested not the Spirit of God, but the spirit of an unconverted man. My brother, a different spirit must come upon you than has influenced you in the past. There was a time when I was given a message to bear to my son Edson. It was a decided message, and I greatly feared at the time that he was so perplexed and overtaxed at that time that he would not comprehend its importance. But the Lord blessed him with an understanding heart, and he received the word that God sent to him. He passed through the ordeal, and God has not left him. I am instructed to present to you these words of Paul, spoken by the Spirit. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. There is one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Ephesians 4, verse 1-6. My brother, you have a work to do in examining yourself and humbling your heart before God, and in keeping the way of the Lord. You are to purify your heart by obedience to the truth.